You're listening to Drive with Scott Emerson on Brisbane's 4BC.
Now, I asked you before the break, have you been seeing some empty shelves out there? And Spencer Howson, he's texting. He says, I've just come out of Woolworths at Kenmore Plaza, where it felt like half the shelves were empty. On the upside, the butcher next door was doing a roaring trade. Everyone seemed very calm and understanding, though. No panic buying, which suggests that it's more about the supply side of things. Well, that could easily be the case. Supply issues and staffing issues. I want to talk to Roger Simpson about this. He's a retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. He's on the line now. Roger, great to have you on the show.
G'day, Scott. Nice to be back again.
Yeah, look, we're talking about these empty shelves, and my colleague from 4BC, Spencer Howson, just confirmed, there's empty shelves. And there's just the place he's gone. What is causing this at the moment? How widespread is it?
Look, I think it's very widespread, Scott. It's certainly happening down here in Melbourne as well, and I would imagine the same in Sydney. And there's a couple of factors that at play, and it was predicted last year that we won't see a return to normal supply until 2023.
So 2023, so another year away.
Yeah, look, we're gonna have these off and on all through this year, because and the things behind it obviously is still trying to get supplies from overseas. And it's not necessarily food, obviously, but other retailers are still struggling with supply of product. But particularly the impact around supermarkets here is obviously you've got transport workers and they're saying a third to a half are actually being impacted by COVID. So having to isolate or whatever. So there's not enough drivers, there's not enough people, not enough packers. And so that's one issue. And also, surprisingly enough, there's lack of wood, so pallets are in short supply, just to compound everything, Scott.
So the lack of a pallet is partially the cause of these supply issues, that they just can't find someone to put this stuff on.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Look,
pallets I see out the front of Bunnings or Woolworths or whatever it is, just discarded away. They can't find enough of those.
No, they can't. So just another thing to add to the challenges that these poor suppliers are facing at the moment. So yeah, look, really challenging.
Well, all right then, Roger. Is there any particular area? We talked about staff shortages. We're talking there about supply issues. And you say this could last for another year. Is there any particular area that is particularly badly impacted at the moment?
No, look, it's across the board, Scott, because a recent survey by the Australian Retailers Association found 76% of retailers are impacted by workers being isolated. And I mean, that's just incredible. And half are saying that staff shortages is a bigger issue than actually supply issues. So, and what we're seeing there, of course, is you're seeing various shops actually having to close their doors because they can't get enough staff. And that's compounded by, because obviously you generally have a lot of students that work in hospitality. None of those here, or very few of those here. And now you've got this, the absolute tidal wave of cases and isolations and not enough rapid tests, and let's not go on about that. But, it's impacting everyone, Scott.
All right, Roger Simpson, I appreciate you being on the show today.